Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of December 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hopefully you're going to hear this one on Sunday night. My IT guy, Stephen, is just doing a few repairs to the website with the bots. Nothing untoward or anything, but bots just slow down the website and he's getting on with preventing that from being a problem. Also, I want to say that Storm Dahardara, I think it's pronounced, has, of course, hit us hard this weekend. It's been really, really horrible here. I really haven't left the house, in all honesty. I did a lot of planning here at home for the next coming year, but leaving the house just wasn't worth doing. The storm was just too risky in my eyes. Hopefully, you haven't suffered any damage yourself. I've seen photos and lots of people who have had damage online from some of my friends and things. We've been very lucky here at home. We've had no damage that I can see. And I've been out there quite a bit with Roxy and what have you. I haven't been to the allotment yet, though. And that I'm hoping to try and get to tomorrow and see how we've got on down there. But that could all change, of course. And fingers crossed, it is going to be okay. Now, I did do a few bits here at home. As I said, I've been planning for the next growing season 2025, and I've been putting together a successional sowing list as well for working out how often to sow certain seeds. Pretty easy, really sort of thing. And that'll be coming up in the podcast tomorrow. Of course, I've sown some lettuce seeds today. This is all year round, which is a reliable type of lettuce that can be sown, as the name suggests, all year round. Now, I do grow quite a lot of lettuces and salad crops for that matter. We really do like our salad crops here. And what I've done, I've sown these in my medium veggie pot, as I always do. And I've just scattered them over the surface, got them slightly covered over with a bit of a very shallow covering of compost, watered in well, and we'll leave those to grow. Within 2-3 weeks, we'll be slow. We'd expect germination. And within a month, we will be picking some of these leaves. I treat them a bit like cut and come again salad leaves. And really, that's all there is to it. But you might be thinking to yourself, hang on, I don't have a veggie pod. What's so unique about a veggie pod? Well, there's nothing really unique about a veggie pod. It's more about a thought that has gone behind the veggie pod. What the veggie pod has is this net cover, almost like a fleece cover that acts as a bit of a mini greenhouse, well ventilated mini greenhouse, which just keeps those seeds, those plants inside that veggie pod a little bit warmer. Now, you don't need a veggie pod to replicate this. If you've got a greenhouse, that will do. You could make some hoop nets to grow over your plants or your sowings as well. Or you could just grow them on your kitchen windowsill with a nice little trough of compost and sow the seeds on that. Lots of options, basically. They just need a little bit of protection. I mean, they probably can grow outside, but I would suggest that these get a little bit of protection and you should get away with it. Now, you might not also be thinking, well, don't really think of lettuces at this time of year, which is true, but I think it's good to have salads all year round. We certainly eat salads all year round. We actually had salads tonight for dinner, funnily enough. And what I always think as well, any fresh food that we can grow and get can only be a good thing. And with Christmas and all that leftover turkey, it's nice to have a bit of fresh vegetables to add to the leftovers or make things up. I recommended stir fries the other day, and Chef Scott has taken that and gone with it as well, because he loves his stir fries, leftover stir fries too. So lots of ideas for what we can use this lettuce for as well. I know I often do lettuce. It's so worth it, so worth it. Now, one thing I haven't really mentioned lately, well, I don't think I've said asked. No, I have asked about the storm, and I've asked if you've had any damage. I'm hoping you haven't. We haven't here at home, but I haven't been to the allotment just yet. Now, my to-do list at the moment is getting longer and longer, I swear. I always like to do a to-do list whenever I visit the allotment or visit the garden. And it feels like at this moment, because the weather just hasn't been on our side, especially over the last few weeks, we've had a couple of storms. And I don't mind the cold so much because I can do something about that. Not keen on rain or when it's really tipping it down. But again, that's not the end of the world. The biggest problem for me is this stormy, windy weather. And I'm hoping 2025 is going to be much better weather. It can't be any worse at the end of the day. But it's something that I'm very aware of. I keep moaning about the weather and I really don't want to do that going into 2025. I really want to try and be positive as much as we possibly can. Now, talking of 2025, I was in my live stream today. Every year I try and grow something I've never grown before. And one of the things that we were discussing is that there's a plant that I would never grow again, which is not so much I would never grow again, actually. But we have artichokes, globe artichokes. We've had this on our allotment for a while. We've harvested some of the flower heads, but I can never really enjoy them, to be honest. And a lot of people rave about them. They say they're a really good food source. I cannot enjoy them. I find them a bit of a faff, a bit fiddly to try and enjoy. And I'm thinking of getting rid of the globe artichokes. And one of the things that I've never tried growing before is actually closely related. It's called cardoon. Now, I believe cardoons, and I back this up, actually, we can actually eat the stems of cardoon as well. And cardoons are basically just a smaller version of the globe artichokes. But I want to find out if they taste any better or any different. So they are another perennial plant as well. So they're going to be a kind of replacement for globe artichokes. But I want to see just how well they really work. If anyone's had any experience of growing cardoon or globe artichokes, a way of making globe artichokes actually edible, that would be fantastic. The trouble I have with globe artichokes, or we have, is they were just so fiddly. We tried steaming them, boiling them, and trying to do everything that we could to make them easier to eat, but we just found them so fiddly and you had to spend ages with a knife cutting away the bits you couldn't eat before you could finally get to the stuff that we could eat. And I don't really like that. I don't really like that. Don't like playing around too much. And I know it's not really what we want. So hopefully cardoons are going to be a little bit better. Hopefully, I might try and get those in a Seed Supporters Club seed mix one day, if I can do some research and see when we can sow them. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Hope, as I said, hopefully it'll come out to you. But in the meantime, please take care.